Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the story of Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. Published in 1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens was heavily influenced by the economic conditions of its time, as I've been finding out.
Once upon a time, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting, and he could hear the people outside beating their hands upon their breasts to warm them.
So we're standing in 48 Doughty Street, and this is where Charles Dickens moved in 1837.
I've come to Dickens House Museum in London, and I'm with Louisa Price. She's the curator. Louisa, Charles Dickens' own childhood was, well, rather Dickensian.
So at the age of 12, Dickens's father got into so much trouble with money that he was thrown into prison. His family went with him, apart from young Charles, who was, they felt, old enough to work and try and support the family. So he went to live in lodgings and had to work in the blacking factory, pasting labels onto bottles.
The door was open that he might keep an eye upon his clerk, who in a dismal little cell beyond was copying letters. Scrooge had a very small fire, but the clerk's fire was so very much smaller that it looked like one coal.
Apart from his own misfortune, Dickens was also influenced by the big economic issues of the Victorian age, an age of empire, mechanization, and exodus to the cities. Leon Litvak is a world authority on Dickens's life and letters at Queen's University, Belfast.
There were people who were completely destitute, who had nowhere to live, and those sorts of people had to depend on the parish or on others in order to sustain them. So they might sleep in what were called casual wards, which were sleeping houses that were set up for the poor, doss houses, flop houses.
"Bah, humbug," said Scrooge. "I don't make myself merry at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. If they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population."
Scholars say that phrase, decrease the surplus population, was a direct response to the ideas of Reverend Thomas Malthus, who wrote that population growth simply couldn't be sustained by economic growth. He argued essentially people had to be allowed to die. Dickens was also exorcised by the plight of working children.
So in 1843, a report came out that about child labour, which really enraged Dickens, and he planned to write a political pamphlet. But after a bit of thought, he decided that a story would have far more impact. In fact, he wrote in a letter to a friend that he was going to produce a story that would have sledgehammer force.
That story was A Christmas Carol, and it added to Dickens's wealth.
He earned money from his novels. He earned money from investments. And he invested in railways, in consolidated investments that were guaranteed against government debt. He spent liberally. He was at this time also keeping his lover, for whom he was renting a house. I think that if Dickens had lived today, he would be considered a superstar. He earned enough in one night's public reading that would sustain a family for a year.
Dickens even wrote a financial advice column and wove his themes of wealth, poverty, and inequality into most of his work.
"Spirit," said Scrooge, "tell me, if Tiny Tim will live?" "I see a vacant seat," replied the ghost, "in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die and decrease the surplus population."
Something I like to do now and then is to search for the term Dickensian online and see the way it's used. And it always surprises me that increasingly the term is being used to discuss political issues, particularly issues relating to welfare and to the poor in this country. So I do think that the themes in Dickens's novels are increasingly becoming more and more relevant.
The economic moral of A Christmas Carol is that we must look after those who are less fortunate than ourselves, particularly if we have power and influence.
Scrooge was better than his word, and it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, "God bless us, everyone."